I love how you always answer my phone calls on the first ring. You're such a good boyfriend. Humor me, though. Put your earbuds on so that we can have a more private conversation. Make sure they won't fall off. I bought them for you so I know that they cancel out outside noise almost completely. You will just hear my voice. Good. Now we can talk. So, would you like to play a game? I wanted to do something special for your birthday. We've been a couple for several months now, and you've been itching for the chance to have sex with me, haven't you? Well, you'll get just that. A chance. I know you just woke up, but go into your roommate's room. No, don't worry. She won't be mad. You'll find the door open just a little. She is completely okay with this. After all, it is your birthday. There you are. Surprise. You weren't expecting to see three half-naked girls in your roommate's bedroom, were you? To say they are half-naked isn't really accurate, though. They're all fully naked, although you can only see them from the waist down, as they are on their hands and knees on her bed. Their top parts are covered by a blanket hung across the bed. Well, I'm one of the girls. Now, don't you dare take your earbuds out. If you do, the game is over. You'd be able to hear me directly in the room, and that would give away which one is the real me. And I want this to be a total guess on your part. Of course, you're probably wondering who the other two girls are, aren't you? Well, this is your roommate's room, so it would make sense that she is one of the other girls, and tomboy or not, from the waist down, she is just like any other girl. Well, from the neck down, really. It's mainly the short hair and attitude that makes her a tomboy. And for the record, she's fine with this game. Something about it appealed to her mischievous side, I guess. And if you end up sticking your dick into her, well, I won't be jealous. Or at least I won't hold it against you. I'm kind of getting off on the idea of being a cuck queen today. But that leaves the third girl. Who could it be? It would need to be some girl close to you, to continue the theme of important girls in your life. Can you guess who she is? For the record, I can see you. We have a camera set up. Oh, you look so nervous. Come on, what is your guess? Well, you're no fun. I don't think you'd have gotten it anyway. It's the girl you grew up with as a next-door neighbor. The one you went to school with. She's the one that always finds an excuse to visit when you go to your parents' house, and she always has your favorite cookies hot from the oven. It is so obvious that she's had a crush on you for years, and just as obvious that you never saw it. It was so easy to get her to agree to this. Now, you haven't seen me, your roommate, or your neighbor naked from the waist down before, so you can't tell who's who. We actually have fairly similar bodies, even if we all do dress in our own styles. We also have the lights fairly dim in here, so I guess the question you have to ask yourself is this. Do you feel lucky, punk? You've got one chance out of three to finally fuck your girlfriend. Another chance out of three where you screw your tomboy roommate, and I suspect there are no complications between the two of you because of it, or between the two of us. Like I said, your roommate is chill with the idea of being fucked by you on your birthday. But there's that one-third chance you pick your childhood friend. God, wouldn't that be awful? You saw her as a friend, or maybe almost as a sister. While she, on the other hand, loved you for so long. Having sex with you, even under these circumstances, is her life's ambition. And once she has had a taste, I think she might want to challenge me for the whole enchilada. There could be catfights between us. She might get intentionally pregnant today, just to have your kid. Or maybe just because she thinks that if giving you her body doesn't win her over, her being pregnant with your child will. She wants to be your wife, but she'd settle for being your side piece. Which, honestly, I wouldn't mind. Sorry. I think I have some issues. But to be fair, I'm not the only one. She is completely obsessed with you. I knew that from the first time I saw her, but knowing you couldn't see that made me realize it wasn't a big deal. Except, it could become one if you accidentally choose her. Now, maybe the smart thing to do is just to walk away and not play this game. But honestly, I would take offense at that. I worked so hard to set this up. I might think you're not really as interested in fucking me as you've been saying. Then I wouldn't be in any hurry to actually let you sleep with me. On the other hand, this is really your chance to be with me. Even if you pick the wrong girl and fuck her, I'll still let you do me at the time of your choosing. It could be later today, or tomorrow, or whenever. And once I lost my virginity to you, there would be nothing stopping us from hooking up after that. At least take a good look at the three bodies being offered up to you. We've also carefully groomed today because any differences there might be a dead giveaway. Don't we all look so inviting? I know you want to fuck me. You once admitted after I pressed that your roommate was kind of attractive, so if you pick either of us, that's a win for you, really. And if you pick your childhood friend, well, that becomes kind of a mess, I guess. First, you pop her cherry. Then you destroy her many lifelong fantasies of ending up with you. Maybe she turns into a stalker. Or maybe I let you keep sleeping with her. Or you just tell me that you're going to keep doing so. There are so many ways that can go wrong. When are you really going to let a measly 1 out of 3 chance of that potential train wreck get in the way of a 100% chance of sex? There's just one rule, though. Once you're inside a girl, you can't stop until you finish. It's not fair to leave a girl hanging like that, even if it's not me. Come on, take your clothes off. If you're worried about the other girls seeing you naked through the camera, well, you're already seeing them naked, even if you can't be sure which body is hers. Or maybe you can. In which case, you just pick one of the other two. Do it. Take them off. This could be your best birthday ever, if you let it. Good boy. And bad boy. For getting so hard so fast. Now, pick a girl. This is like 3-card Monty, except you're guaranteed to get laid no matter which one you pick. It's just that one of the girls is your girlfriend. One carries a lot of possible complications. And who knows? Maybe that one turns out to be your tomboy roommate after all. Maybe all it takes is your cock to make her fall for you. You've chosen. At least you're moving behind the middle girl. You haven't committed yet. You could still change your mind. Is this your final answer? Oh, fuck. I can feel the tip of your cock touch my pussy. You picked me out of the other two girls. I'd say I was disappointed that you beat my game so easily, but oh, on the other hand, well, I am looking forward to having sex with you. Yes, grab onto my hips. I can feel you pressing against me. Remember, once you put it in a girl, you can't stop until you're done. Or we are so over, mister. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want to take your cock out of me, though. In fact, I can feel how eagerly you want to put it in. Oh, fuck. I can literally feel it as you start to push it into me. Oh, yes. Yeah, this is so hot. Looking through the hidden cameras, I can see your cock buried to the hilt, and of course I can feel it inside of me. Well, don't just stand there. Fuck me, birthday boy. That is so good. Oh, isn't this the best birthday gift ever? I know I'm really enjoying it. I can't lie to you. Which is why I have a teeny tiny confession to make. You actually didn't pick me. Now don't stop. And don't you dare try to pull out. I told you the rule. You have to keep fucking whichever girl you pick until you're done. Let me carefully back out from under this curtain. I can't let you see the identity of the other girls. I was on the right, see? Statistically speaking, people tend to favor the right in making choices. At least, I think that's a thing. But not in your case. This is much more interesting to watch than seeing it on video. I can see you up close and personal as you're sitting there buried balls deep in either your roommate or your lifelong friend. Honestly, I'm not even that mad. I'm actually kind of turned on. Like I said, I've got a little cuck queen kink, I think. Although you're not really holding up your end of the game, you should be moving some. I know you're worried about possibly ruining things with me, despite me being the one who set this up. I do deserve the right to be mad over this, because why not? But you're already inside whoever the girl is, and if you finish with her, then you're guaranteed more than one shot with me. So, there's really not any reason to not keep fucking bachelorette number two. Other than possibly getting them pregnant, and so many other ways this could go bad. Well, you should see your face. Maybe I will show a close-up of it to you later. But relax. Do you really think your own girlfriend would set you up to possibly knock up another girl? Actually, I could kind of see myself doing that. Or it's not like I can control whether the other girls are actually using birth control or guarantee 100% that it will work. Don't let that possibility stop you, though. You've got a taste of that pussy. Does it matter right now who it belongs to? Your best option is to just go with it. Just keep screwing whichever girl it secretly is. Come in her and we'll see what happens from there. What are the odds any of this will come back to haunt you? Well, let's leave that question unanswered for now. But come on. Get back to the fucking before you start to lose that wonderful hardness. Yeah. Fuck that pussy. Whoever she is, she does have a nice body. Kind of makes me wish I had a cock right now. I mean that both in that I wish I physically had one to fuck either of these girls with, but also that I wish I had a cock inside of me. We're going to have so much fun when this is over. I want you to fuck me with the same cock that fucked this girl. I want her juices all over you still as we do it. We can go back to your room while they clean up back here. And the identity of who you are fucking right now will forever be a secret. Well, unless one of them gets pregnant, in which case that kind of is a dead giveaway. Fuck, I think I have a breeding kink, and it doesn't even have to be me that is being bred. Although, to be honest, it most definitely could be me in the future. And right now, it will be me that frigs my pussy as I watch you fuck the mystery girl. It could be your roommate. It could be the girl next door from when you were growing up. Maybe I lied and it's someone else entirely. But if you get them pregnant, maybe I can still be the one who raises my boyfriend's affair baby. You and I together could be a family. You can't hear this, but she's making so many sexy noises. Oh, she's a moaner, and she sounds so sexy right now. It's a shame you can't hear her. Oh, but that would almost definitely give her identity away. Oh, at least I think it would. You almost certainly have not heard sounds like this coming from her mouth. Oh. And of course, she may say words that could give away her identity. Maybe she uses the nickname your roommate has for you. Or maybe she calls you your nickname from when you were young, which could be a dead giveaway that it was your childhood friend. Oh, this is also very exciting, isn't it? Oh, fuck. I'm getting so worked up right now. I'm halfway tempted to tell you to pull your cock out of her and stick it into me. Oh, except that wouldn't be fair to her. Oh, she is clearly enjoying this. You're enjoying her, even if you don't know who she is with any certainty. Oh. And I do want to see you come in another woman and make her come. Oh, this is like a sneak preview of when you first take me. Oh, I can't wait for that. Except I will wait for it. Till you finish giving your current lover proper fucking. You're most definitely doing that. Although she's doing her best to return the favor, she clearly is fond of you. Maybe more than she should be. Either as a best friend or the girl you grew up with. Or maybe like me. She's just really turned on. I'm jealous of her having your cock in her right now, while I have to make do with my fingers touching my clit. But I won't be jealous that she fucked you before I could. Not when it feels so sexy to me. Oh. Plus, even if she had you first, I'm the one that gets to have you every time after that. Oh. Well, maybe not every time. I'm willing to share. But only if, like today, I can watch. If I can arrange it and be in control of it. Even if I feel so helpless watching the man I love make love to another woman. Oh, I'm going to come soon. Although I'm trying to pace myself so that you and me and the girl you are fucking all come together. That poor girl on the left is missing out. She doesn't get to come at all. It's tragic, really. Oh. She just has to keep kneeling there on all fours, watching things on video as they play out behind her. Oh. She is wet. I can see it glistening in the light. There is nothing she can do about it right now. Oh, that also somehow turns me on. I'm finding out a lot of things are my kink right now. Oh, okay, get ready. Don't you dare pull out of that poor girl. Oh, you need to give her a cream pie. I'm not being properly cucked if you don't finish inside of her. Oh, giving her that cum that was always meant for me. I don't think you have any intention of pulling out anyway. Oh. corrupting you, or you're too far lost in the moment. Oh, I know I'm barely holding on here, but I'm ready to come. Oh, I can tell she is, and I'm pretty sure you are. Oh, let's all come together. Except for Bachelorette number one, poor girl. I'm coming. Bury yourself inside of her pussy now because her back is arching and she's crying out in ecstasy. Yes, come in her. Oh, impregnate her with her future baby. No. Wasn't that the best birthday present ever? Although, the fun doesn't have to end here. We can go to your room. All the two girls here can anonymously clean up themselves and the room. You don't really need to know which of them you just fucked. Maybe it's best if you don't. And hey, maybe they just decide to have hot lesbian sex after all of that while you're nailing me in the next room. I like that idea. Or, and just hear me out. You fucked one girl already. Maybe it was your roommate. Maybe it was the neighbor girl. Unless I was lying about her being here in the first place. You're going to get me no matter what. It doesn't need to be right now, though. Isn't there a part of you that wants to move on to the other girl? Why stop at just the girl you're currently boning right now and then me afterward? You could have all three. That ups the risk and complicates things. Because now there are three girls that you've been intimate with, all in very short order. And at least two of them love you. Who knows? Maybe your roommate does too. She did agree to all of this after all. Although, this does seem like something she'd do for the hell of it. So what do you say, birthday boy? Do you want to go back to your room now with me? Or do you want to delay us hooking up just a little longer while you take advantage of this hall pass to screw Bachelorette number one? If you do that, then after you finish, we can even raise the curtain. You can find out who was who. And finally match a face to a pussy. Well, what's it going to be, lover boy? I'm waiting for your answer. And there's another girl waiting for your cock. And if you play your cards right with the game of chance, you could definitely end up with three of a kind. And after that, a very full house.